Mesechtas Erevin, Parak Vav, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses both Erev Chatziris and Shituf Mavois. There are several courtyards that each one has at least two houses in the courtyard that open up to an alleyway. All the courtyards open up to a joint alleyway that opens up to the Rishus Rabim, to the public domain. So there's two sets of Erevim that are necessary, both the Erev Chatziris that the houses in each courtyard make to join and merge to carry in the courtyard, and a Shituf Mavois, which is an Erev for the Mavi, for the alleyway, that will allow all the different courtyards to carry into the alley. So the Mishnah goes as follows. Chamish Chatziris, Psuchis Lamavi. If there are five courtyards that are open to a Mavi, there are some words here in the Mishnah, Zulazu Upsuchis, that the Rav brings the Gemara, says that they do not belong in this Mishnah. So five Chatziris that open up to an alleyway. Erevu b'chatziris, if the courtyards made their own Erev. V'lei nishtatfu b'mavi, but they do not join in a shitaf, an Erev for the Mavi, for the alleyway. So then mutarim b'chatziris v'asurim b'mavi. They're permitted to carry in their own courtyards, because they made Erev chatziris, but they will not be able to carry into the alleyway, into the Mavi. V'im nishtatfu b'mavi, if they also made a shitaf in the Erev in the Mavi, then mutarim kan makan, they'd be able to carry both in their courtyard and into the Mavi, into the alleyway. Erevu b'chatziris v'nishtafu b'mavi, if each courtyard made their own Erev in their chatzir, and also there was a shitaf for the Mavois that was made. However, v'shachach echad m'b'nei chatzir v'le Erev, there was one person, one resident of one of the courtyards who forgot to make his Erev, and he didn't make an Erev Chatziris. However, he did participate in the Shituf Mavois, in the joint collection for the alleyway. So then, in this case, generally, someone who forgets to make an Erev Chatziris, he can't carry. But over here, since he made a Shituf Mavois, he will be allowed, Mutarim Kamakan, this person will be allowed to carry everywhere in his Chatzir and in the alleyway, in the Mavoi, because of the fact that there is a Shituf Mavois, and there was a Erev Chatziris made within his chatzir that will permit him to carry. Mibnei Mavoi v'loi nishtatif. However, if one of the members of the alleyway of the Mavoi forgot to partake, to be mishtatif in the Shita Mavois, in the Erev for the alleyway, then mutarim b'chatziris v'atzurim b'mavoi. All the people are permitted to carry only within their courtyards, but they're prohibited from carrying in the Mavi in the alleyway, because this person who did not join in the Erev for the alleyway, he will prohibit them from all carrying, and the Erev in the alleyway is not valid. The Mishnah says the reason why this extra Erev in the alleyway was needed, Shahamavi lachatzeres kechatzer labatim, because the Mavi in regard, the alleyway in regard to the courtyards, is the same thing as the courtyard regarding the houses, that Chazal looked at it, that it gave the appearance of being a public domain, and if people would carry there, it may lead to people carrying actually into the Rishus Harabim. Mishnah Tes. Shtei Chatziris zu lefnim mizu. If there are two courtyards, one within the other, so the inner courtyard, their method of exit to the street, they have to walk through the outer courtyard in order to get to the public street. Erva hapnimis v'loi erva chatzina. If the inner courtyard made an Erev Chatziris, but the outer one did not, hapnimis mutaris, the inner courtyard is able to carry, permitted to carry on Shabbos. V'chitzina asura, the outer one, which did not make an Erev, they would not be able to carry. In the reverse case, hachitzina, if the outer courtyard made an Erev v'loi hapnimis, but the inner courtyard did not, shteya masuris, they're both prohibited. The inner one is prohibited simply because they never made an Erev. The outer one is prohibited, even though they made an Erev, because the people from the inner courtyard did not join in and merge into that Erev. Only the outer courtyard people joined in that Erev. And here, according to this opinion in the beginning of this Mishnah, since the people from the inner courtyard need to walk through the outer one to get to the street, they're also considered residents, and they also need to partake in that Erev, since the outer courtyard only merged the people within the outer courtyard, but not the ones from the inner that walk through. So they're missing people, missing residents, because the people that walk through are considered residents, according to this opinion. And since they're missing residents, it's not a binding, it's not a valid Erev. The Chachamim at the end of this Mishnah will argue on this. The Mishnah continues with the third case, Erva Zula Atzma Vazula Atzma. If each separate courtyard made their own separate Erev Chatzeres, the inner one made Erev Chatzeres, the outer one made Erev Chatzeres, then according to this opinion, Muteras Bifnei Atzma, Vizu, Muteras Bifnei Atzma, each one is permitted to carry within their own Chatzer, even though the inner courtyard people did not partake in the Erev of the outer courtyard. They did it separately. Still, here it's permitted, because according to this opinion, as long as the inner one have an Erev and are permitted to carry in their courtyard, they won't prohibit the outer people in the outer courtyard. Rabbi Kiva, Aisar Achitzayna. In this case, Rabbi Kiva argues with the Tanakhama, and he forbids the outer courtyard from carrying Shadrisa Saragal Asarta, because the people that are in the inner courtyard that have the that are Drisus Regal, they have to walk through the outer courtyard, they will forbid the outer courtyard because they didn't partake in that Erev, and they're considered residents of the outer courtyard as well, and they have to partake in that Erev. The Chachamim here are a third opinion, and they come to argue on the opinion of the Tanakhama. They say, Ein Drisus Regal Asarta, the ability to walk through, that the inner courtyard has to walk through the outer courtyard, never will Asar, never will prohibit the outer courtyard. And therefore, the outer courtyard never requires the people from the inner courtyard to be included in their Erev. They can make their own personal Erev in the outer courtyard, even though the inner courtyard people never made an Erev, and the outer courtyard will be able to carry with their own personal Erev.